What's up, everybody? If you're tuned in right now, that means that you are a fan of Temptation Island just like we are. Today, we have a very special show. Today, we have Evan and Morgan in the studio with us. Hello. Welcome. We are the Temptation Island After Show panel. I am Tyler McKinney, and I have a lovely panel host with me as well.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jay Lamar, in the building.
Everybody, this is AJ.
Hey, guys, it's Missy.
Yes. So happy to have you guys here with us. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Congratulations on the engagement.
First of all.
You might as well show us the ring.
Oh my God, yes.
Do it.
He did so good. He did so good. I can see it.
Yes.
He did that. Evan, you did that.
I did the thing. All right.
Yes. So what's it like been? What has it been like after the show?
She and I spent, every single day since wrapping in Maui, we spent it together. You know, we spent an extra few days in Maui, then we went to LA, spent another, you know, 3 or 4 days there just hanging out, had her meet some of my friends, and then we jetted out to
Arlington. We've been in D.C. It's been 6 months, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. We've been together every day.
Yeah. Every day.
Just love.
Yeah. Just love.
Yeah.
It's cool to hear.
How do you like the DMV area?
I really like it. Now, I'll be honest, this is my first East Coast winter, and that is real.
Oh, that's
right. It's real.
North Face will get you through.
Yeah. Right. I'm from the East Coast, so I know.
And the hardest thing is, I brought Ghost out there with me, right, my German Shepherd, and I got to walk him like three times a day in the snow. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's the wildest part. That's probably the hardest part. But, yeah, I mean, I had Morgan keeping me company, so it's all good.
How you feel about L.A.? Is your first time here, or?
I know I've been to LA several times. I'm actually from Arizona, so I would always come up here. But we're thinking of moving into this area in the next couple months.
Okay.
We're gonna do the DC summer and then head on this way because I'm sick of the cold too.
Okay. Yeah.
Ain't nothing like a DC summer,
right? Yeah. DC summer.
That's what I've been hearing about. So we're gonna stick around.
Listen, you're in a relationship, so it's different for you.
Is it?
No, okay. It'll be fun.
Nice brunches for you. Nice patio brunches.
That's hilarious.
Evan, how was the move as far as ending with Casey and then moving in with Morgan, the person that you love? Because we don't get to see that. Obviously, it wasn't on the show. How was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, everything with Morgan's been just so smooth and so like organic and so just like. I hate to say the word easy, but it's really just easy. Loving Morgan is easy, and that's the difference. It's not work. It's not anything like that. We enjoy each other. We grow with each other. You know. I told her this on the island that I knew that she was going to make me the man that I know I could be. And that's exactly what she's doing.
That's awesome. During the final bonfire, did you overhear any of his conversation with Casey?
So it's actually really crazy. I had like kind of like a headset like this on and a huge screen in front of my face. So I'm like 50 yards away from them. I can't see them, you know, physically, but I can see them on the screen and I can hear them breathing. Like, it's like I can hear everything.
Oh,
every single thing. Wow. So it was so intense for me as well. Thank God they gave me like a vodka soda right next to me. I just remember she was like, "Can you hold my hands?" And he like went, "Yeah," like that. And I was like, yeah.
And then I had no idea that she's even there watching or anything like that.
I love production.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did that.
Yeah.
So after when he came walking, what were you feeling?
I don't even know how to explain it. I like initially what I did was I jumped up from where I was sitting and I started to like run towards where he was because I was just like, oh my gosh, like, you know, like he did it and he did such a great job. Like, I mean, everything that he said was spot on. He told his truth. And that's really hard to do when someone's like crying and begging you, you know, I don't even know I don't even know if I would be strong enough to do that, you know, like how he was. So yeah, I got up, started running towards him and they're like, "Morgan, sit down. He's coming to you." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So I was like, "All right, he's coming. Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay. Were you ever scared that while they were having their bonfire that he would let her get to him and change his mind at the last minute?
Yeah, there were a few times in there. Like, I mean, the manipulation was just wild. Yeah. You can tell that it was. She was so used to doing that to him.
Exactly.
And to me, like, I see it. Like, I saw it. I was like, manipulation, manipulation. It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
But he, like, I give you props.
Were you talking back to the screen?
Yes. Oh, I was talking back to the screen a lot. She called me random girl like 4 times. They haven't showed all of it. Like, they haven't shown it all, but I was like, call me random girl one more time. Like, I was talking.
Ready to go. So I definitely agree. It was definitely a lot of manipulation just watching it. She had a lot of you statements like, you did this to me, you did this, you. Mm-hmm. And then she flips say, well, you know, and then I've been crying this whole time and I've been waiting for you and now I'm going to be good to you. So now come be with me. So it's kind of like she was playing on your emotions a lot and trying to help you be with her by just going off your emotions. So like my question is, it seemed like it was a repeated thing throughout the relationship. So is that one reason why you think it lingered on for about a decade off and on?
Well, that's the thing. So like, yeah, I appreciate you guys letting me air this all out. All right. So, you know, I met her, you know, 9 years before filming. Right. I met her, you know, and, you know, we, you know, I invited her out to, you know, USC. I was a hooper.
He was honest, a player.
Yeah.
Player from the Himalayas. Yeah.
So we met then and you know, we hooked up here and there and you know, I had other relationships, you know, throughout college, you know, mm-hmm. And to be completely honest with you is and I'm not proud of it, but I had cheated on, you know, the girlfriends I had in college with Casey and mm-hmm. she had, you know, and she knew about these girls and that's why I kept it quiet, you know, until I heard her say something on a podcast mm-hmm. saying about Morgan, you know, I can't imagine going after a man with, you know, with a woman, you know, yada yada. And I was like,
"Oh, that's some gossip."
I said, "Okay, well,
But you did."
Yeah. And you know, that's exactly how, you know, you and I kind of got our start.
Wow.
So I didn't like that at all. So I finally like kind of broke my silence because I've been quiet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He's been taking the punches like over and over and over again, and it's, you know, like when it's lies, that's when it's too much.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So I definitely agree, and we definitely want you to help, you know, tell your side and clear the air. So what I was reading when she told US Weekly a lot of things that she couldn't get you out of her house, and then she also had said to US Weekly, y'all can look it up. It was a podcast on iTunes. And she also told them that initially that you flipped the script on her because the whole reason for you going on the show was to, you know, get money for the wedding that she was supposed to be planning for her, and that none of this was ever supposed to happen. So she was completely blindsided. So that was not the purpose for y'all going on the show.
Yeah. All right. So like, I'm going to keep it 100 with all of you right now. Mm-hmm. All right. So we talked about every single scenario that could happen. We talked about, you know, our lease was up, our apartment, we were going to be month to month. So it was like, shit, like we're going to be okay. Like if it ends up that way, you know, we'll be able to split our ways. We talked about who gets the animals. Like, we had three mm-hmm. animals together. Like, I told her, you know, you'll get the cats. Like, I'm going to take Ghost. Ghost is mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's not blindsided. If you have those kind of conversations,
right?
Then nobody's being blindsided.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was met with ultimatum after ultimatum in this relationship. All right, mm-hmm. that is not healthy. All right, there's no way. You know, how are you going to take the love and romanticism out of, you know, a proposal where, you know, how I felt with when I proposed to Morgan? That was exactly how I knew it was supposed to feel. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you take that back and you say, you know, I need it by this date and I need it for this, and it just takes all the love out of everything, and like, and yeah. I and that's what I need in this life. Like, we only get one, and mm-hmm. and that's what it just meant so much to me. And for her to just ultimatum after ultimatum, it was just too much, mm-hmm. and it's a whole lot.
At what point did you start to feel like the ultimatums were too much? And at that point, were you just afraid to break it off because you didn't want to hurt her feelings? Or, like, when did that change?
Yeah, so, like, and it's tough, you know. I mean, it's more than a relationship. So, like, there's love and then there's comfortability in a relationship. There's, like, fear. There's fear of not having somebody that, you know, you've put so much, you know, you've spent so much time together, you know, all this, you know. And so it was just It was hard, you know, but I needed, you know, we both needed Temptation Island, all right? Like, they were looking for couples at a crossroads in their relationship, all right? Right. That is exactly where we were at, all right? It was make it or break it time. You know, you guys heard in the first episode, you know, she's saying, you know, I got a million guys over here that want to marry me, you know, yada,
then
yada,
go
yada.
Then go get married.
Like, go get, and, yes, but here's the thing is, if you hold that over...
you better stand up for your man. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you hold that over somebody's head. You know, that's you guys saw it on TV. Imagine what goes down behind closed doors. All right. Yeah. I mean, that is just dang. It's just blows after blows after blows, and I could only take so much. And it took me going on the show and being completely disconnected. You know, no cell phone, like no texts or anything like that, so I could get up out of her thumb. You know, be on my own and grow by myself and figure out what I really wanted out of this life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I never thought that I would find love on Temptation Island. I say it then. I said it now. I went there to resist temptation, not to resist falling in love and meeting my one and only. So, like, it's a whole different story. I never thought it was going to happen like that. I'm so happy it did.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
It seems like you're very happy.
But I mean, that's the gist of it.
Yeah. Morgan, are you ever fearful that you will be put in a situation like Casey? Do you ever think about that?
Oh, like with Evan?
Yeah.
No, like not at all. I'm not fearful at all. I trust him with everything. He tells me everything. I tell him everything. We are like so close. Like I really can't even imagine you like in your player days, because like, and then I'll think about it and I'm like, ew, why did you do that 9 years ago? You know, like, but I just really can't imagine it. Like our love is like real. It's like the real deal.
Well, if he messed up, come get me. I'll beat him up right now.
Yeah, right?
Guys.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you said that, because, you know, once again, Casey, she had a lot to say, and she said that she hopes it worked out for your sake, for Morgan's sake.
Why?
She said because you don't really know Evan and you don't know how he really is. So, yeah, Casey, she had a lot of interviews. So she had a lot to say.
Yeah, she's a very like manipulative person. You can kind of tell, like, mentally there's something going on up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a former player myself.
Okay.
I feel like you change your way. You grow up.
Yeah.
And you realize once you find somebody that you're willing to settle down with and change for, you know, then you elevate in life and you want to settle down and you want to be with the one. And looking at y'all now in person, you kind of see the unity.
Yeah.
You know, you see the change in him. You know, I got these three beautiful women up here. He ain't looked at them twice, girl.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, that's so crazy. Like, there's no way to, like, even catch him in anything, because he's just all about me. And I know that, and it's like so cute, and it's like it makes you, it's like your heart.
Yeah, it's deserving for really the both cute. Of you. You both deserve it.
Thank you.
And that's the difference when both parties are all in, like Morgan and I are. That's when the love is like, that's when it like, that's lightning. That's lightning in a bottle right there. And that's, I mean, that's the true testament of that.
Well, and I think like another thing is that like a lot of times in relationships, there's one person that cares more about the other, and that's like usually the downfall of it. And I just know, like, we both know, like, both of us have so much love for each other. It's not like one person loves someone like more than the other.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, he's so cute. Like, it's all the time. It's like daily, all the time. It's just great.
So day one, was Evan your pick? Like, you know, when they brought the girls out and you looked at the guys, were you like, I want that one?
Yeah. So that's like the huge controversy of that first fight. You know, that happened in the house is Evan was the only one that I was attracted to. And that's why I said that to Catherine. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
really?
He's like,
Carl was fine. Yeah, they like
her. I mean, yeah, no, they are.
She thinks Carl attractive. You said that.
I would say, like, all of the guys, like, are attractive.
Yeah.
But Evan, I like really tall guys. Like, that was just, like, my thing. And then, so I told Catherine, I was like, well, he's the only one I'm, like, really attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him. And he kind of, like, to me, seemed kind of, like, douchey. Mm-hmm. Like, without, like, you know, like, without getting to know him, you know? So, like, but then you don't, like, there's like 12 girls going after these guys at the first night, and I'm not that kind of person, so I like kind of like just sat back and started drinking beer. Like, I was like, oh shit. The one time I said something, Catherine like clawed at my face, and I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm not doing this shit. So I can't say that I liked him at first, but I was definitely attracted to him.
And Evan, you were attracted to Morgan pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Casey was like, oh, she's cute. And you're like,
He made a breakfast. So. How was that?
No.
Breakfast?
The breakfast.
He brought you breakfast. Talking about that.
Look, I said, oh, he brought her breakfast.
That's every day.
That's daily.
He makes me breakfast every day. That wasn't just for the show. Like, he does, like, he's exactly.
No.
Like
how many eggs?
Well, it depends.
I'll make her three, but she eat like, maybe half an egg. You know, but she'll, like, peck at it for, like, the entire morning. That's just her.
You don't like his eggs.
No, they're good.
No, she's going.
That is so funny.
Because you guys didn't have TV or cell phones or music or anything, it was amazing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was amazing.
I was going to say, did you feel like that helped to build that connection a lot quicker than in normal life.
100%. So yeah. Morgan and I talk about this all the time that, you know, a day in at Temptation Island was like 10 in the real world, all right?
Mm. Even so more than that.
And we have this, so we talk to people about this, you know, like, so say you got a significant other, all right? And, you know, you both work or whatever. You see each other maybe 3-4 times a week, right? You're going to go see him after work. Now, you might talk to him make 10 minutes, you know, 15 minutes, but somebody going to put a basketball game on, somebody going to put Netflix on.
Yeah.
All right. That's not, you know, you might be together, but you're not together. Mm-hmm. And on the island, there is zero distraction. Mm-hmm. All right. All we got is each other. All we got is the only thing you can fill the air with is each other. And ooh. So we got to talk about our families. We got to talk about how, you know, where she grew up, how she moved around a lot. Got to talk about, you know,
so much.
Everything under the sun. And it was, and that was, I think the best part about it was just no distraction, getting to know her in, without anything getting in the way. Mm-hmm. And
were there ever any like intimate moments that weren't shown on television
there
that
were
you guys
so
want to talk about?
Many. Yeah, there were so many different things that happened like that they haven't shown, but it's probably because, you know, it's not great for TV, yeah. Or, you know, it's also because there's two different houses. Mm-hmm. And so that's like so much footage that they have to go through and, you know, find the most juicy stuff out of it. So, you know, like he is so interested in learning about my family and like where I grew up and stuff. But like the random viewer is going to be like, okay, come on. We want to see the makeout. Let's right. go. Like, you know, like, then that's how exactly how it was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we want the slow-mo drone in the air flying around us. It's like, oh.
Yeah, so people just don't get to see that part. But this was like hundreds of hours of us just being together all the time, learning about each other.
That's all it was.
So outside of like the dates, so you guys were allowed to spend quality time together.
Oh.
Like meeting by the pool at 5 o'clock.
We literally lived together.
We
did whatever we want. If we were at home, mm-hmm. everyone was just walking through like anything. Just living.
We missed out on a lot of stuff just because we was messing around with each other. You know, we was on my balcony, you know, talking.
We'd watch the drama from his balcony.
Yeah, we'd look down. Like,
there'd be so much drama.
It was
oh
cool.
My gosh.
Y'all didn't see anything. Y'all didn't see
like
anything.
What? I want to know.
How many fights did Catherine get?
I think
seven.
Really?
Seven or eight.
With who?
That's what
every
like
single.
The other
girls? There were eight different girls. Yeah, I'm trying to think like everyone. Oh,
you USA Network, y'all need to put this out. Temptation Island.
Like after hours or something.
The thing is, I think they just need. I mean, it's just it's hard for them. I mean, to have the two houses going at the same time, they just can't show it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Unless it was like 2 hours.
If it was 2 hours a week, then we would be golden. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But it's just it's hard. It's hard, man. And it is what it is. And
our house had so many strong personalities. They did so well with casting the girls. Mm-hmm. Like they were all like bad bitches. You know?
Yeah.
And Catherine was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I forgave her right away after that first fight, and all the other girls were like, why are you forgiving her? Like, why? And I'm like, oh, you know, like, give everyone, like, one chance, you know, at least. She got in, like, so many fights, but then Evan and I would just be upstairs watching it. Yeah. Like, oh, she's doing it again.
She's by the koi pond.
Yeah, that's exactly. She's by the koi pond. That actually happened. Yeah.
Was there any memorable moments that they didn't air on TV, that something that you guys just remember that you wish they would have aired and didn't?
Yes, 100%. So this is it's hard for me to talk about every single time I try to.
He starts crying.
No, I'm not going to cry. All right.
Oh, Evan,
that's
not
fair.
Hold it. Cry, but, need the viewership.
But here's the
tears. We want tears.
No, so you guys, I mean, you guys didn't. So it bums me out because you guys didn't see the depth of this woman right here. All right, and the how much she cares truly, and you know, just off the top of my head, I'll say this one. You know, I don't have a father figure in my life. All right, I lost my daddy tragically. You guys already know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got I got my grandma, thank God, but like everybody else, they're gone. So I don't have a male in my family. Mm-hmm. Period. Other than myself. And she saw how hurt I was about that. And, you know, this girl literally looked me dead in the eye and said, I'll share my daddy with you.
Aww.
And I mean, and that right there is, it just shows, it's a testament to how much this girl care and how much she she's a twin. All right. I don't know if you guys know that, but she got a twin brother.
Oh.
And it's in her nature to share. All right. That's just how it is. And that's one thing that I wish you guys got to see that, you know, more, it's a little more depth than, you know, that she ain't ever had a grapefruit.
Right.
You know, and that, you know, it's more than, It was so much more than us physically. And before we ever got physical, we had so many conversations and we connected so well and just we were just infatuated with each other.
So Morgan got game.
It's also funny too now because Evan and my dad are like best friends. Oh, yeah. Like they are homies. Like hang out every week. If we don't, Evan's like, "Where's your dad?" I'm like, "Are you serious?" Like, you know, like they like love each other. Yeah, like,
that's awesome. I love her entire family. I mean, her sister Kinley, or I mean, her mom Susie is just awesome.
She's funny.
I'm so lucky to be welcomed into a family like that. And ever since the jump, like I got off the plane and then we went straight to dinner with, you know, Susie.
It was happy hour.
Yeah, it was happy hour.
Perfect.
We got some margaritas.
Happy hour. That'd be the best. Question. So when you brought up, you know, the background, your background with your father, I wanted to know, did Casey ever, because I feel like she tried to use stuff against you. Like, did she ever try to use that against you as to why you wouldn't marry her? Because when you guys were talking, she was like, "You don't know what you're talking about, Evan. You're very impulsive. He doesn't know." Like, she tried to make you believe what she wanted you to believe about why you were doing your actions.
No.
If that makes sense. So I want to know, was that like a reoccurring thing?
Now, when you're with someone as long as I was with Casey, you figure out that person. You know, you know how to push buttons. You know how to, I mean, she could say six words and have me just done, you know, just like broken. You feel me? And so, it was absolutely reoccurring. It's embarrassing for me, you know, to admit and to, you know, to say that, you know, I let that happen, because no one made me stay anywhere, and it was still on me. But it was unhealthy. It was how we were portrayed going into the show was, you know, this like America's couple, you know, type deal, and so positive. And yes, we went in there confident, because I'm a confident guy. I'm going to go in. That's how it is. But we also went in knowing full well what could happen. Mm-hmm. We came in there knowing that we were going to give this a full shot. We were going to go in there, date 12 singles. You can't date 12 singles with a girlfriend, all right, and a boyfriend. Yeah. So we knew we was. You know, essentially, she says that we were single during the show. We're basically mm-hmm. single, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but yes, to answer your question, to round it back, yes, mm-hmm. it was reoccurring, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she, and having my dad, you know, go down the way he did, of course, you know, she pulled at that.
Yeah, we kind of
sensed
that.
Yeah. Definitely, sure.
Why do you think it was so hard for her to date and explore other people? Opposed to you, you were more willing to give it a try and see what happened, and you were blessed enough to find Morgan. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it was so hard for Casey to adapt to other men?
So you guys, she realized her faults, I think, really early on. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you guys. You guys don't know this, but really nobody noticed.
Special report.
Yeah, she wrote like, I think it was like, what, 80?
86 or 80, something.
Like 86 letters. All right. While she was on the island, to me, all right?
And he has them all.
I got them all.
Well, most of them, I guess she said that she kept some. But.
Yeah, but I mean...
She was able to give them... Were they able like, to ship
so
them
she
to you?
So she no, gave she them to me after the whole fact, but it's basically her just apologizing, you know, about, you know, I haven't loved you the right way for the last, you know, 2 years, and I'm so sorry that, you know, this, that, and the third. I'm sorry that I've held things over you. I'm sorry that when I come home, all I do is, you know, bitch, I'm sorry for all the ultimatums. I'm sorry for... everything. Mm. But
and
I
like
mean,
you said on the show, it's too late at this point. Yeah. It's been years.
And I'm not, and like, I want to be happy. All right. I want happiness. I want her to have happiness. And if it's not with me, that's fine. Right. All right. Mm. But you know, we were together for so long. And I mean, Morgan says, she tells me like, how could you stay in there? You know, and you know what? It's fate, because if I didn't stay in there,
you wouldn't have met Morgan.
I would never have met her. And those trials and tribulations are worth it.
During your farewell address, you kept mentioning you weren't there for me during this. You weren't there for me during that. Yeah. Like, what was that final moment where you realized that Casey had kind of checked out and, you know, she was no longer a part of the relationship? Because you said that during your farewell speech.
Yeah. What, I mean, it was just, you know, I needed to grow and to move forward from, you know, from who I was, who my dad was, everything like that. But when you keep bringing that up, you keep bringing up the past, you know, how am I supposed to even know what the future looked like? Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to feel like proud enough to, you know, start a family, or, you know, to be proud enough to be like somebody else's man. And I've never been prouder than I am today. All right. Yeah. And it's, and that's because I found a woman that's going to help me grow. Like, and I tell her, we talk about this all the time. Like, I'm not where I want to be today, but I know that, you know, eventually, like with Morgan, we grow every single day. She helps me every day grow up, you know, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yes. Because I mean, a lot of people get with people that build them down opposed to building them up. And you are blessed enough to find somebody that treats you like a man.
Right. Yeah.
And I think so many men stray away or get away from the person that they are supposed to be committed to because that person tears them down as a man. Mm-hmm. I think every man wants to feel like a man, despite their mistakes, despite the things that they've been through, they want to feel like a man. Yeah, so,
definitely,
you got a good one that treats you like a man.
Yes.
And you better treat
one.
Her good.
I got the best one.
He
make
her that breakfast.
Right. Right. So funny.
Yeah, one egg.
One egg.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
One good egg. Yes. Okay. She doesn't eat all those eggs.
It was so funny. One day he like made one, and I ate it. I was like, I ate all my eggs. He's like, that's because I made one. I was like, oh. That's so funny.
So
whatever.
Cute.
I have a question for you, Morgan. What was it like for you in the house? Because there are people online that feel like you should have stayed away from Evan Evans in a relationship, but then there are people that are rooting for you, and they feel like Evan was in the wrong. But how do you feel?
I mean, if you think about it, like if you're going to be mad at one of the singles for finding love or for talking to any of the couple guys, then like, why are you watching the show?
Exactly.
Right.
You know, the point of the show is for them to see if they could, you know, possibly make connections with someone else. Like he was saying earlier, like the reason that people stay in their relationships a lot of times is because they think there's no way I can get to know someone as well as I know my significant other right now. But the thing about Temptation Island is that that gives you a chance without any distractions. So you actually get to know somebody else better than, you know, like you would meet someone on a Tinder date or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't really comprehend why people are necessarily angry at me or any of the singles, because it's like why watch the show?
Yeah, right. That was the point.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Did you receive any lash from like your friends and family about going on the show?
Oh no, my friends and family convinced me to go on the show.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really interesting.
Oh, like they convinced me. Single.
Yeah. So like it's so funny. Yeah, it's so funny because like I came back with Evan. And my mom's like so happy for me. She's like, "Oh my god, we told you to go. We told you to go." And I was like, "Yeah, it's gonna be great, but I'm just gonna let you know like there's some things on there that it might be awkward." Yes. And then, but then me and Evan, like, we both just be like, "But we found love."
But we found love.
And so like, yeah, and my mom be like, "Okay, okay,
right, we're getting married. We're getting married."
Yeah, right.
So, were there any other singles in the house that you were scared of competition? I know Evan told you all the time. Was there anybody that you thought that was trying to?
Not at all. I mean, trying?
Not at all. Yeah, trying.
There were girls that were trying, but after our first date, mm-hmm. like I said, ever since we've known each other, he's just so very, like, upfront with me, and we have trust in that way. I just knew, like, he was all about me. Mm-hmm. Like, other girls would be talking to him, and he'd be staring at me, and I'm like...
Girl, he picked you every time.
Like, you know? Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it was, like, it was really cute. Yeah, I definitely did not worry about the other girls in that capacity.
No, I made it very clear I only had eyes for Morgan. I mean, I said it on the show.
They didn't even show... He had two conversations with two different girls, like... Basically being like, please stop.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Please stop what you're doing because it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It happened twice.
Like James.
Yeah, and I was like telling him, like, no, you don't need to do that. Don't do that, because I didn't want it to be awkward in the house with me with the girls. And he's like, no, I want to. Like, this is awkward for me. And I'm like, okay, you do you.
Right.
So, Morgan, have you made any friendships with the girls from the show? Like, do you still talk to any of them? In contact?
Yeah, I talk to pretty much all of them.
Really?
Still.
Wow.
Yeah. They're all, like, really awesome girls.
Even Catherine?
No. But that's, like, that recent. It's because she
like, let me sip on that.
Yeah, right? So, we were close throughout the house, and, you know, she had all her, like, issues with everyone else. But, like I said, I'll give someone one chance, and then, you know, I gave her that chance, and then she posted an article that was just a complete fabrication, and so that's when I was like, I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Right.
So I take it, since you guys didn't have, like, a Temptation Island reunion, the reunion's going to be at your wedding.
Dude.
Oh,
I think that it's so necessary to have a reunion.
Right? Are you inviting Are you inviting the cast? I'll invite
some of the cast.
Select people
from the cast.
Yeah, name one person you're not going to invite.
Catherine.
That's one. How about say one girl that he won't let me invite no matter what?
Which one?
You know.
Casey?
No.
Oh, that too.
That's why you can say it.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel. That didn't come to me.
That's one of the girls that he had to talk to.
We didn't see that.
And now she's like best friends with Casey and like. It's so funny because she was coming after him the whole time, but now she wants to be best friends with Casey and like talk, you know, about me and my behavior. But it's like, girl, you would have been in my place if you could 10 times over.
Girl, Morgan, they are hating.
Yeah,
you keep knowing you. And you are so beautiful naturally. Like, I think one of the clips you had no makeup on. I'm like, wow.
One of the clips. Shit.
The proposal. I'm like, she looks really beautiful.
Yeah, you're naturally
beautiful. You're naturally beautiful.
Thank you.
So.
And we knew right away that Evan liked natural girls. I think we learned that in episode one.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. How's it like watching the show and dealing with people online? Do you not read comments? Because I'm sure it's hard to read things by yourself all the time.
No, man, we try to not read comments, but man.
It's almost impossible when people are adding you.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard,
but you know, like, so we'll kind of trade off, you know, like I'll have a bad Tuesday, all right, like I'll have a really bad Temptation Tuesday and I'm upset and I'm like we're getting chopped up, I just can't believe this. I thought, you know, we talked about it, you know, we were so excited for you guys to see like our love story, you know, unfold on camera, and we were so excited for certain conversations to happen. And I was like, baby, this is the date where we talked about this, like you know, all this, and then it's so hard. You can't keep everything, you know, you can't get everything in there, and so, you know, I'll be upset about something, or you know, it's been hard. All right,
basically, what he's trying to say.
Yeah, help me out, baby.
Sum it up, Morgan. Step in for your man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really hard because you feel like no one else in the world is going through what you're going through, because no one else is going through what you're, like, what I'm going through, except him.
Right.
You know, and so it's been great to have someone there that completely understands. So if he's just really upset one day, I can just, like, hug him and be like, I get it. And then, you know, like, and so we do that back and forth, and it's going to be way better now.
Oh, so,
yeah, but it was brutal for a while.
And so go ahead.
To keep the light of my life and the best part of my life a secret, you guys, it is hard, and it's hard on the soul. It's hard on everything, and to hold back my happiness and not be able to, you know, say the things I wanted to say. Was the hardest thing about
he got to like tag me today for like the first time, and it was such a big deal.
He was like,
I'm tagging you. And I was like, oh shit! Like, you know, it's just like really funny. Yeah.
So the other girls that are in the other house, the ones that came into the situation as girlfriends, are you cool with any of them? Like Shari?
I've never met any of them. They've never reached out to me. I don't think that they will because of their friendship with Casey.
Right.
I don't have issues with any of them necessarily, but. No, I don't think that that's ever going to be a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there any couples in the house that you were surprised at their outcome? Like anybody you thought would make and that didn't make, or anybody you didn't think that made?
I had no surprises. You know, being with them every single day, you really get the breakdown of their relationships. So they all came at a crossroads. I honestly don't think any of them should be together. That's a bold statement, but no one had a healthy relationship.
Why do you think John was so hated by his girlfriend? Like, why do you think she despised him so much?
Yeah. He was mean.
Can you hook John up, one of your friends?
Right? I feel like so many women watching the show realize how good of a catch he is.
Yeah.
And so I wish nothing for the best for him, and I know that that's going to happen for him. He's going to find someone that appreciates him.
Yeah.
It just wasn't Katie, so
yeah. Yeah.
She didn't appreciate
so
anything.
She went for the
She did. The jugular all the time.
Jugular.
I think I remember Evan's face the most when you guys were watching that the video clip where Katie said those things about John. And it seemed like all the men were offended by it because she was talking about his manhood.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just wild. And, and you know, we had already known, you know, John talked about, you know, his father's suicide. And he told us that off lens.
Yeah.
Beforehand, and so I had that knowledge already, and then to have her say these things about him, it struck a chord with me, and it's just John is such a good guy. Like, you guys, he is just a funny, down to earth, just
manly.
Yeah. He taught me how to shoot pool, drank beers with me every single day.
He grilled
chicken. He is a man's man. I would die to have a dad like John.
And then we say like he would be a good dad.
Yeah,
such a good dad.
Very comforting. So Shari and Javen.
Javen like Raven.
Javen like Raven.
I be telling them.
We started it because we were anyways, were you surprised? So you said, what about them? What did you how them being engaged and making it? Were you surprised that they made it?
Well, I mean, they lasted?
Because I know you said you were surprised at all the couples.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody should have.
I mean, Javen didn't, Javen gave maybe 3 side hugs.
Oh yeah. Even after Evan and I were like, serious, I'd be like, Javen, I'd come to hug him, he'd go for the side. I'm like, really? And he's like, nah. Like, he was so, like,
he
just
so
very,
serious.
Yes.
He was very serious.
But he was hilarious, though, too. I don't know, but he just knew he was there to, like, prove himself to his girlfriend, which kind of sucked for us girls, all the rest of the girls, because we thought we were coming into a situation where everyone was trying to date, But he was there for his certain reason, and, I mean, he did a great job if he was, trying to resist anything, because he... everybody,
Heisman.
Go, Heisman. Yeah, Heisman. Like, bye. He Heisman'd everybody, like, literally. He really did.
He was blocking on
him. He was.
He really was.
So what does the next 5 years look like for Evan and Morgan?
Oh, man. We talk about it all the time. So, like, you guys are seeing us day one finally being out and, being just us again.
This is like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
We're so lucky. Yeah. This is the first day.
No,
Day one. So, I mean... 5 years from now, baby, we're gonna have kids.
Yeah, we'll probably have a baby or two by then, for sure.
You know, we're gonna have probably two by then. I just know that we're gonna be happy. I know we're probably gonna be out here on the West Coast, and building each other up, and building our family up.
Awesome. When's the wedding?
We've been engaged for a month and 2 days now, and it's just. We're enjoying it right now. We haven't been able to have an engagement party or anything
nothing,
like that.
So
we're ready for normal life. We've been living normal life. It's just kind of with no one else really involved. Mm-hmm. She has such great friends in the DMV, and I love them. Shout out to the Daddy Den where we watch every Tuesday.
The Daddy Den, shout out.
All of her friends, they're so supportive and so supportive.
Both of us. Really.
Both of us, and it's been great.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Well, is Carl gonna be singing at the wedding? Because
oh my gosh,
he's
so funny.
He's saying he got a single out. So
yeah, I really don't know. Yeah,
I'm gonna buy the single. He's coming to sing at the wedding.
He at the wedding. I don't know if he's singing at it yet.
He'll definitely be there. But
the single.
Let him do a selection at the wedding.
That's hilarious.
Let Carl get up there and sing at y'all wedding. Okay, support his single, y'all.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God.
That was great.
Was there ever a moment while watching the show that you were like, that's not me? Like, that's not, they're
all
making
the
me look like someone I'm not. Uh-huh.
That literally happened all the time. But, I mean, that's reality TV. Whatever's going to make people want to watch the show, I had several conversations with the producers and stuff. Like, every show has to have a villain. It just so happened that I'm the one that, fell in love with Evan, so it's the easiest villain to make, really.
That's weird, because I would never classify you as a villain. I don't think...
I actually hate... Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I hate when they do that. Mm-hmm. I feel like every time when a man makes a decision, they put it on a woman.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
crazy.
He is a grown man. He made his own decision. She can't do nothing that he won't allow.
Yeah.
So I hate that they do that.
But
I feel like you were still classy and you kept your integrity intact.
Thank you.
And I feel like you put your heart in it. You got emotional. It's like, listen, this is how I really feel. Yep. So I feel like it was genuine.
But I also appreciated your aggressiveness and protectiveness of your heart.
Yeah.
Because you were very much so like, if you plan, you plan. Go about your business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was like appreciative. Yeah. That's why I didn't paint you as a villain.
Well, thank you very much.
She was like, just be that's, real with me.
That's Morgan. She's no nonsense.
Nope. Yep.
Yeah. No.
That's how you should be.
Yes. Period. Yeah, because there were times in the end where you were worried that he wouldn't make the right choice and you understood why it was going to be hard. So mm-hmm. the people that do hate on you online, I don't think that there's really... You can't hate too much because you did put your feelings in there.
They can, but they should not.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for that.
Yeah, if Evan didn't choose you, I feel like USA would have probably made like a dating show for the love of Morgan.
That's funny.
They might have a little spin-off.
I stole that from her. Yeah. I stole that from her.
It's okay. That's okay.
I have a spinoff show.
Yeah, y'all should Morgan have a spinoff show. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. USA Network.
We'd be down. We'd be down.
I would watch it too.
Yeah. What are the wedding colors? Do we have that yet?
I don't know anything. None I'm such a boy, such you guys. I have no idea.
Man, she is such a boy. Let me tell you a quick little story about how. So this girl got no rings, no necklaces, no earrings. All right, she really? Nothing like that. All right. So getting this ring for her was a quest. All right. Mm. I mean, I mean, I'll tell you right now. I'm talking to her. I'm like, so like, what are we talking like? You know, carrot wise, like, what do you like? What's up? And she's like, you know, I don't like carrots. I eat celery, like with my wings. And I'm just like,
carrots.
I'm like, baby, like, come on. And then figuring out her ring size. I mean, I'm setting an alarm with an AirPod in my ear. All right, at 3 a.m. and I'm slipping rings on.
She looks like she's about 6.
Oh my goodness.
And I mean,
what was it a 4.5 or something? I just found out today. I didn't know. Yeah, he told me today. So.
4.5. I mean, so like, I mean, it was.
I'm a dude. It's fine.
She is a bro. Yeah. Like bottom line.
She's a cute bro.
She's the stunningly gorgeous bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, did anyone help you like pick out like the design of the ring? Or
so that's part of the thing is like I would show her pictures, you know, because nobody helped me with anything. I would show her pictures, and the only thing that made her eyes like actually get a little bit bigger was that pear shape.
Yeah, so
yeah,
cute.
I saw the pear
that's
shape.
A beautiful
it's
shape.
So cute.
And so like that was the thing that like got it. So I was like, okay, I'll go on that one. Yeah. But she's a 101. That's what she is.
Yes. Well, before we wrap this up, we want to thank you so
yes.
much.
I'm like,
I gotta go.
Literally, don't make me laugh. Seriously.
We gotta let him go. No.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you.
No, thank you guys so much for having
us. This was
us.
Fun.
Yeah, this was
you.
So much fun.
Oh, yeah. Come back really anytime.
Yeah. Yes. Tell them where they could follow you on Instagram.
Instagram, it's at Morgan Lawler.
Yeah, and then I'm at Evan Christian Smith, all one word.
Same
yeah.
with my Twitter, same thing, at Morgan Lawler.
Yeah, oh, you going to be Morgan Smith?
Oh!
Yes. Sound good, right?
Yes.
That sounds really good.
We're
going
to put a little hyphen in it.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you to all the viewers that have stuck with us this entire season. We can't thank you enough. It was a pleasure. I am Tyler McKinney. You can follow me on Instagram at Tyler S. McKinney.
Thank you guys for an amazing season. You can follow me on all social media platforms at I am J. Lamar.
Everyone, I'm AJ, and you can follow me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl, and check out my YouTube channel, AJ Talks.
Hey guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Missy Bernier.
Yes, thank you
See
guys
you later,
so
guys.
Much.
See
you.
Those of the hosts only do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.